There was a big prick staring me in the face. I kicked it with my feet and hit it with my hand. What I thought was a bitch was nothing but a man. And you know what I did then? I said, ooh. I said, ah. I said, ooh. I said, ooh, ah, and I got the hell out of there. That's what I did. So I grabbed my shit and got back in the truck. And I thought to myself, what the fuck? After messing up my day and spoiling my plans, I said to myself, I can still use my hands. Thought about the fine bitch I had back home, and suddenly I couldn't help but to play with my bone. Yeah. While riding to the state of Alabama, in a little town where I love to ramble, I went in his bar, said, what the heck? Motherfucker, no good redneck. Some asshole at the end of the bar said,
hey, nigga boy, do you know who you are?
I pulled out my dick and broke the bartender's glass, and I said, oh, you motherfuckers can't kick my ass. I remember what my daddy said one night. He said, niggas pricks is bigger than white. But my black ass was in for a big surprise, cause that cracker's dick was 3 times my size. And of course, you know, that isn't a big 10-4. I said, bitch, don't y'all fail me now. Let's get the hell out of here. He said, boy, I'm gonna kick your ass till your head turn blue. There ain't nothing I hate worse than a nigger or Jew. I said, are you sure you wanna fuck with me? I'm a distant cousin to Muhammad Ali. Suddenly his big freak began to shrink. He said, come on, boy, let's have a drink. Those rednecks in the corner started getting up out of their seats, carrying big clubs, wearing white sheets.
He said, listen, nigger man, I'm the grand dragon for the Ku Klux Klan. He said, there's no nigger better than me. Motherfuck you and Muhammad Ali. I threw my drink in his face and I started to run as I felt the lead from his shotgun. I got in my rig and covered up my face and I drove my truck through that motherfucking place.